Hello there, everyone. This is Donna Fox coming to you live from Great Cleveland, Ohio, where snow is high and the feeling of love is higher. Anyway, so I'm buried into Cleveland. I mean, not completely buried in, but we've got plenty of snow. As you can tell, I've got a little bit of a cold going on today. And I spent most of the day in bed sleeping so I could be on the show tonight with you. And I just want to talk to you. Tonight is a very, it's a happy, but it's also a melancholy night. I dedicate this show to all the lovers out there. The lovers of each of that have people in their life that love them, whether it's romantic love or whether it's just grandchildren that call you and wish you a happy Valentine's Day, which mine did. There's nothing like hearing your grandchildren say, "Nana, happy Valentine's Day, Nana." It's a very sweet feeling. And I want to dedicate this show actually to my mother. My mom passed in 1993, and she actually passed on what was a very auspicious day this year, the 12th. I think that was a new moon or something. And she was a woman that I honor very much because she was a great teacher. In her life, she's the one that really taught me about metaphysics, and she really believed that there is no middleman to God, that we are more than what we appear. And she opened my heart and my mind to the possibility of all the things that are. So I honor my mom tonight. She passed again in 1993, on February 12th. And what was interesting about my mother, and the reason I mention this is because it really goes along with a lot of people out there. One of the things that happened with my mom is her mother died when she was 9 years old. And that was so impactful on her that she was just constantly seeking love in a very special way. And one of the things that my mom, like one of her challenges, of which we all have many challenges, but one of her challenges was that no one could really love her the way she wanted to be loved. She had this idealistic way of wanting to be loved, and no one could really fulfill that. She had it was very hard for her to accept a person's love just the way they wanted to give it to her. She always felt there was something missing, no matter what you did. So it made it hard to feel acknowledged in love by her. But nevertheless, I loved her very much. But I think that's an important piece that we need to look at, is how are we limiting our love by putting expectations on others about how they need to love us. And so this Valentine's Day, I'd love to talk about that if you have some thoughts on that. And let me give you the number here, and you can call in. Let's see, you could call in direct and talk to me at 415-762-1161. If you're by your computer, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And that's AKASHIC. So just I want you to just think about in your life what's going on that possibly, what are you doing to limit the love of self or the love of others? So I'd like you to just kind of think about that as we also move on. I have a message from the Akasha that came forth earlier that I'd like to read to you. And it's about this time. It's about this time of our lives, okay? And so what's important is this. It says, and this was brought forth this morning, and what the record keepers would like us to know is this is a time to open your heart, to move into forgiveness of self for all the perceived missed opportunities. Now, there's more here, but I just want to make a comment that we do. We beat ourselves up for missed opportunities, and we need to look at those opportunities for exactly what they are. They are opportunities that were presented, and for whatever reason, we didn't take. For us to continue to beat ourselves up with those doesn't help us. No, it doesn't really help us at all, because what happens is we come from a place of shame and lack. So this is an important time. These days now, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, you know, these days are very important from a grid point of view on the planet, and from the aspect of even stronger energies coming in to realign us with our true higher selves. So, but the record keepers would also like to know, like us to know, I'm going to continue with their dissertation, is this is a time to completely and truly release the past. All hurts, all injustices, move into the grace of forgiving. And that's forgiving self and others. Holding on to anything that is out of alignment creates an imbalance in your field. Be aware of how you create imbalance, not from a judging point of view, from an observing point of view, and make choices that serve you, that feel completing rather than leaving loose ends to clean up or clear up later. So I'm going to read that again. Be aware of how you create imbalance in your life or in your surroundings. Not from a judging point of view. This is not about telling yourself how wrong you are. This is from an observation point of view. And from that observation, you make choices that serve you, that no longer create an imbalance. That when you make those choices, you feel completing. Like you feel complete with the choice, or you can feel complete with the action, or you feel complete with the knowing. So you may move on. And when you feel complete, you then don't have any loose ends that need to be cleaned up or cleared up later. One of the things that's important is we can do our work, but if we haven't done the work to move forward as an entity of clarity, then we have to really look at that we have all this baggage. You know, when we talk about cutting cords, it's really time to cut those cords. And then something else comes to me, that clarity plus action equals success. Clarity plus action equals success. So when you're clear about what you want and you take action toward it, even if it's the smallest action, that can guarantee your success. So it's really about becoming aware of where you need your clarity and what action, even this, again, smallest action can help you. And as the record keepers want to continue on in saying, your job or task is to seek within yourself what you need to make you happy and to refine it and define it. I'm going to say that again. Your job and task is to seek within yourself what you need to make you happy. To refine it, define it, and as you define it, put as much detail in as possible. In other words, how you want your life to look and feel. And begin to consider and become aware of your intention and motivation of why you do what you do. Go where you go, or not. Again, begin to consider and become aware of your intention and motivation of why you do what you do. Go where you go, or not. Or in other words, like why do you make excuses about why you don't do things, or why you don't go where you need to go. Everything we do is based on feelings. It's based on intention and motivation. So moving into that intention and motivation is going to be very important for you to be able to shift your consciousness. And it's so important for us to realize that each one of us has a responsibility of shifting our consciousness, because that affects the grids of the planet. And when it affects the grids of the planet, we can actually shift into a higher and deeper, wider, and more complete knowing. And then we don't have to go outside of the planet. We can look inside of ourselves. So just become aware. Become aware of your intention and motivation, of why you do what you do, or go where you go, or not. And you could even add to that, begin to become aware of your intention and motivation to be with who you are with, or surround yourself with who you are surround yourself with. You know, many of the greats will tell you to surround yourself with people you want to be like. You want to be around not only like-minded people, but people who have achieved what you want to achieve. Because the more you can observe them and really take a look at their, or become aware of their intention and motivation of why they do what they do or go where they go or not, then you can then make choices around how you want your life to look and feel. Now, this observation is, again, all from a place of non-judgment. And what you want to also do is observe and actively and honestly journal your observations. Because when you journal honestly your observations, you can see the patterns. You can decide your next step. And obviously keeping what serves you and releasing what no longer does serve you. So it's real important. Now, many times people will say, well, thoughts become things. That's true. But we have to look at the origin of thought. The origin of thought, or thoughts, are preceded by feelings. This is from the records again. Awareness is the catalyst for how and what you manifest. So again, I'm going to say that. Thoughts are preceded by feelings. You have the feeling first, then you have the thought. Then you get the awareness, which is then the catalyst for how or what you manifest. So there's so many folks that feel fear, and then the thoughts come forward about why they're fearful. So remember that thoughts are preceded by feelings. Awareness is a catalyst for how and what you manifest. And you can change your thoughts by becoming aware of your feelings and observing the truth of the feelings. And when you observe the truth of your feelings, you realize that they are creating those thoughts. Now, I was instructed by the record keepers to read this every day. And if you would like a copy of this, all you have to do is email me, and I will email you the original message, which has been elaborated on a little bit by what I was saying. But I will actually email this to you if you would like it. Just email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and we can go ahead and I'll give you a copy of this so you can join me in reading this every day so we really understand and become aware and make choices that serve us. Okay? Also, I wonder, for those of you people who are interested in the I Am Presence, I have these I Am books, And I'm sure that some of you are familiar with the I Am series. Now, what I have found in the I Am books is that they are absolutely excellent for declarations, if you will. And the declarations can be very helpful. Again, and I caution all of you, whenever you're reading anything that you feel to be metaphysical or from a personal growth point of view, feel free to take what you need and leave the rest behind. So within the I Am books, I don't ascribe to everything that I read in those books. But I do ascribe to the greatness and the power of the I Am presence. That part I know, and that part in many cases has been life-changing for me. When I use the declarations of the I Am presence, things shift in my life. Absolutely, positively shift in my life. And one of the declarations that I received or that I read, excuse me, sorry about this cold here, I'm going to read to you. I am the governing presence, governing in perfect divine order, commanding harmony, happiness, and the presence of God's opulence in my mind, my home, my financial affairs, and my world. I'll read that again. I am the governing presence, governing in perfect divine order, commanding harmony, happiness, and the presence of God's opulence in my mind, my home, my financial affairs, and my world. Now, this is also something that should be said daily. This is basically straight out of the book. I want to credit the I Am discourses. The only thing that I added in this, in that declaration, if you will, is my financial affairs. But other than that, that's a direct quote from the I Am discourses. And then I created one for myself. For those people that are concerned about right livelihood or concerned about being financially secure, the one that came to me this morning was, I call forth my I Am presence to bring to me the perfect opportunity to receive complete, ongoing financial security and financial abundance. I'll read it again. I call forth my I Am presence to bring to me the perfect opportunity to receive complete, ongoing financial security and financial abundance. And again, if you would like a copy of that, I'll be glad to send you a copy of it. All you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so now we're going to go to questions, email questions. There's a young man that sent me a question from, I wonder if it's this one. His name is David. And he sent me, I'm on Facebook, if you look me up on Facebook, and if you want to friend me on Facebook and I don't know you and we don't have mutual friends, then you need to let me know that you've listened to my radio show. So send me a message about why you want to friend me. Because if I really don't know you and you don't have a picture, I won't friend you. I need to know who I'm friending here, just from a privacy point of view. But if you would like to friend me on Facebook, you can find me at DAHNA or Akashic Wisdom. Those are the probably the keywords you want to look at. And I would love to be your friend, but please do put down that you are you listen to the radio show so I know how you know me. But there was a gentleman, and I'm assuming that he's listened to my show, but because I don't know him, I need to find out who he is. But his question was, why why was he in Arizona? He wanted to know why he was in Phoenix, Arizona. And he sent me a message, and he said, and the question was, just wonder how you're doing with the Akashic Records. So I must know him from something else, and I apologize if I don't remember the name. Maybe you can tell me why I am in Phoenix. And so one of the reasons, so I want to just talk to you about why we go where we go, what our intention is. And in the same time, David will get an answer. I actually know who he is. Now that I'm looking at his name, I do know who he is. And I will friend him on Facebook. Anyway, he's a Minnesota friend. Anyway, one of the reasons that it's important to understand why we go where we go, many times we think we're being called there by us from our soul's purpose. Or many times we're thinking that we go there for other people. And the reality is that we don't go there for other people so much as we really do go there for a completion of our soul's journey. And, you know, everything that we know, and you know, okay, comes forward in the action of allowing our actions to be soul-directed. And so what happens is, so how do I know when I'm being soul-directed? I want you to just imagine a time in your life when you felt totally and completely aligned. Totally and completely aligned. And when, I want you to go to that feeling, and when you feel totally and completely aligned, there was a feeling of truly knowing what you knew. And it wasn't, and there was no anxiety with it. There was no anxiety with it. Just notice that. Notice that there was no anxiety. And notice that you had complete knowing that what you were doing was okay. Just notice that. And so you think you have a reason to be someplace, and you're not sure why you're there. And so you start doubting yourself. And so what's being said here is that you can move into a place of knowing and move into a place of trusting. So why we go where we go many times is dictated by what we think are circumstances. But the reality is we are pulled there for our soul's purpose. And when we get to wherever it is we're going, so for example, for David being in Phoenix, what he needs to really look at is what does this location offer me in a way of fulfilling my heart's desire? How does being here fulfill my heart's desire? And if for some reason it doesn't, then you need to look at what would. You know, the idea of heart's desire has more to do with you becoming aware of what, remember we talked about a little bit ago, what you need to be happy. What do you need to be happy? And what are you afraid of? See, a lot of times people want to be happy, but they're afraid to be happy. So I would like you to just, you know, so give a call in. Let's talk. I feed off your energy in this respect. It's one thing for me to be able to give an answer, but when I have the human voice vibration, that actually expands the work of the records, because everything is vibration and frequency. So when I hear your voice combined with your question, that gets us to the right area of the records to help you understand what the answers are. And I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So if you would like a question answered, it doesn't cost you anything to call in, except a long-distance phone call. And that's 415-762-1161. I'm coming up at the end of this month, at the end of February, will be 3 years that I've been on BBS Radio. And it's great. I love it. And so I want to plan a very special program. And so this program will actually not have guests, surprise, except you. So I would love to have you email the questions or call in your questions about what you want. There was like the questions you can ask anything you want on that day. So on February 28th, you can ask whatever you'd like to ask. The reason I say you can ask, normally what I try to do is make the questions or ask that the questions be a little bit more global or non-personal. But on that day, you get to ask whatever you want, whether it's what's my purpose or how can I heal my relationship with my husband, anything, you know, anything you want to ask on February 28th, you're welcome to ask. I mean, you can do that pretty much any time, but we really want to make it a program that is for you. In fact, I'm also considering doing actual individual consultations for a half an hour of the show. So if you would like to be able to participate in having your Akashic records read on the air, I would like you to email me and we can set up a time where you'll be on the show and we will do it live. I will actually do an Akashic records consultation on the air, just, you know, and everyone else can listen in. They'll be listening in to your consultation. So if that's of interest to you, again, or you can call me privately if you'd like to, you know, throw in on that. My private number is 216-691-1233, and you can call me anytime on that number, 24 hours a day, and leave a message. And if I'm next to my phone, I will answer it. That's 216-691-1233. Also, you know, something that can't, and again, give me a call tonight. Let's talk. You know, my voice is waning here, so I would love to have some help here. I've come across something that I'm starting to research. And when I know more about it, I'll give you all the details. But what's come to my attention is that there is a product out there that actually, it's a vitamin, a supplement that is created specifically for the individual based on their DNA. So what happens is you swab your DNA and you send it into this particular company and they will create the perfect supplement based on your DNA of what you're a little deficient in. If you have too much of something, they won't. The idea is it's totally customized supplements based on your DNA. They also have skin care. There's a skin serum that will actually that is created to specifically enhance the firmness and create and get rid of the wrinkles and all that other stuff for your skin. So I am researching this, and And it's actually not that expensive, which I was very surprised about. So if that's of interest to you, I will have the information on that very shortly, more information, probably by the next time we talk, by next week. But if again, if that's of interest to you, I can certainly email that information to you. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. Oh, folks, somebody better call in soon because I'm waiting here. I really want to talk to somebody because my voice is giving out and I need to have somebody call in. So otherwise, we're going to end this show early. So if you're out there and you have a question, this would be the time to call me. Don't wait. Do not wait, because all of a sudden you'll call in and it'll be 5 minutes before the show ends, and you'll call in and you want me to answer this wonderful question, and we won't have time. So please do give a call at 415-762-1161. Okay. I'm looking at the manifestation of light. And that's what's coming forward, is that the record keepers would like to share with you a message about the manifestation of light. And what I'm being shown is that when we move into meditation, it's important for us to expand the light from within our heart. And so we start with the light in the center of our chest and allow the light to move throughout our body. And this light then connects with a beautiful ball of light at the top of your head and creates like a cylinder of light. This exercise of manifesting light is what can actually help you raise your vibration on a daily basis. So just think about that. Think about what it would be like to have your vibration raised on a daily basis. Allow yourself to have an experience of raising your vibration to move into liquid light. Just hold on to that. Hold on to the idea of being liquid light. What does it feel like to be liquid light? What does it feel like to move into the manifestation of liquid light? Allow yourself to move forward. Allow yourself to be your light. give yourself time to move into that light. We were talking about forgiveness before. There's a specific forgiveness prayer that is brought forward, has been brought forward for people to use. And what I'd like to share with you, it's a forgiveness prayer. And this is brought forward from the Akashic Records. And I'd like to just share it with you. And again, if you'd like a copy of this, as long as you maintain the Akashic Records International, Akashic Record Consultants International copyright, you certainly can have it. And the forgiveness prayer is this. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt myself in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it, asking for the highest good. Okay, so let me say that again. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt myself in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it, asking for the highest good. So, again, if you'd like a copy of that, let me know. But that forgiveness prayer is something that, when you use it on a daily basis, can actually shift your world and move you into a more confident place. So we have a question coming to us now from the UK. And this lovely lady is a first-time listener, and she is saying that she's loving the show so far. Her name is Leigh. And the question, I'm going to read the whole question just so you get a sense of this, and I hope that's okay with her because she sent it to me. She said, I've had a year of change, have divorced my husband, and have three beautiful daughters, aged 6, 5, and 3. I love them dearly. I'm working to get back into alignment. However, the trials and tribulations of having three young kids and the emotional trauma of our family breakup is taking a toll on our relationship. I'm struggling with my kids and feel great guilt and remorse for being stressed and irritable with them. I'm trying to stay aligned, but they trigger me back into stress and irritation. And I wonder if there's anything you can offer as to what my purpose is with them. I feel I'm losing them emotionally, and it's my own doing. Can you shed any light? The first thing, Lee, what is coming forward here is that it's about coming together with them in love. These young girls truly don't understand what's happened to them. They don't understand the adult reasons for doing what they do. Even though they may not have been happy or they knew that there was something else going on in the home, what I'm receiving from the record keepers is that it's about really sitting down with them and helping them to understand how much you love them. Now, again, they're only 6, 5, and 3. So that each one is going to have a different level of understanding. And what they trigger in you is a guilt. And the guilt and the shame that gets triggered is because you're feeling that you did the wrong thing, or even though in your heart you know you did the right thing, there is a stress of again trying to make a living and not feeling supported. But they are not the reasons you're not supported, and they themselves aren't feeling supported. And so what's going to be very important is that you take time to truly love them, to sit with them, to hug them, to kiss them goodnight, to read to them. And I understand that it's very hard when you have three little ones. They're all pulling at you. This is a time of boundaries. This is a time for you to really get clear about what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. I know this because my first husband passed away when my kids were 16 months old, 3 and 6. And for 5 years after that, I raised them alone. So I really understand. I mean, I understand that obviously the dynamics are different. However, what's very important here is that everything you do needs to come from a space of love of self and love with the kids. These blessed beings are your heart, and they need to know they are your heart. They need to hear how much they're loved for no reason. So, for example, when you catch the 6-year-old doing something lovely, or just being, the 6-year-old, the 5-year-old, the 3-year-old, all of them, at separate times, you need to just say how much you love them. How beautiful do you think they are? How much you cherish them? How happy you are they are in your life? It's about expressing feelings and emotions and sharing with them that things happen in grown-up lives that kids don't understand, and that you're sorry about that. And that, quite frankly, that you're doing the best you can with what you have about around being a mom. But there are going to be times where you don't know what to do. And at those times, what you need to do, Lee, is just step back, put your hand to your heart, and say, how can I deal with this from a place of love? How can I work with my own feeling of fear to neutralize it so I may show my beautiful children how much I love them? Now, will you be able to achieve this all the time? No, of course not. You're human. Will there be times where you've just come in from work and these kids are driving you crazy and all you want to do is run away and scream? Absolutely. It's at that point that you need to share with them before they trigger you. You say, Mom's in a really bad mood right now. Mom can't deal with anything, so I'm going to ask you to just watch the television for a moment until I can collect myself. I don't have answers right now. I'll have them in a moment. And that what you need to do is take a deep breath and physically take a step back. It's almost like take a step back, put your hand to your heart, and breathe. And ask, how can I come from a place of love with this? The other piece is, this is an important lesson for you as a mother, and these kids as women, because the way you raise them is the way they're going to raise their children. That's real important. And so it's going to be real important that you move to a place of love and example. They need to see a strong woman, but they also need to see one with boundaries. And you cannot allow them to emotionally blackmail you into anything, because kids learn real quick how to get what they want by emotional blackmail and make you feel guilty about stuff. You need to have you need to understand that your or understand what your parenting rules are. You need to lay them out, and then you need to stand by them. So, for example, you don't respond to any whining. They're whining, you'd love to talk to them. When they get done whining, you'll talk to them. You don't respond to tantrums. No, tantrums don't get your response. You need to walk away from the tantrum. You need to let them know, I love you, I want to help you, and I will talk to you. But you must tell me what's going on and why you're doing what you're doing, or with any words you can. Help them understand what their emotions are. Help them understand, I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling scared. Many times in a situation like this, children are afraid that they're going to lose the parent that they're with because they don't understand why the other one's not still there. Or if they do understand, they still are afraid of only having one parent. And whatever went on with you and your husband, it's absolutely imperative that you not make him a bad guy. You do not want to talk bad about your husband to those children. Absolutely key. We're not saying that you want to hold him up in a way that is any other way than loving. But the idea here is it's very important that you not speak bad about him, because you're going to create an emotional chasm that these little girls don't know how to deal with. They don't know to who to be loyal to. Don't do that to them, because you'll pay for it later. The fact that you and he couldn't get along and needed to separate is not their fault. They need to know that. And they need to know that whatever is going on between the two of you has nothing to do or does not affect the fact that you love them deeply. I hope this has been helpful. I could probably go in deeper for you if I had your last name and we're on the telephone together. Because when I do individual consultations, the consultations are based 100% on the client's questions. And it's your current legal name and the questions that get us to the right area of the records. And for those people who are just tuning in, I access the records through a specific sacred prayer, and the prayer itself shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So, and I do consultations for people all over the world via the telephone. And I also go where I'm called. So if you have a group of friends that you feel would benefit by knowing more about the Akashic Records or would like to learn how to access their Akashic Records, just give me a call, 216-691-1233, or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And yes, I travel internationally, so it's something that I'd be happy to do and would love to be able to meet you and see what your group needs. I do keynote speaking on the Akashic Records about finding your passion, about igniting and marrying business and inspiration through the Akashic Records. And so as many times, if you're a business owner out there, I do business consultations for people with the Akashic Records. So if that's of interest to you, please contact me. The other thing is I'm actually in Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States. I'm going to be doing a level one Akashic Records workshop first weekend in March, and I want to say that's March 6th and 7th, and so if that's of interest to you, want to give me a call, it's March 6th and 7th, that's level 1, we're going to do a level 2 at the end of March, and that would be at the 26th, 27th, and 28th of March is level two. And we're going to do a prosperity intensive on Friday, March 12th and 13th. So if that's of interest to you, we're going to be doing, again, the prosperity intensive. You do not have to know how to work with your Akashic Records. That's all going to be in Cleveland, and that will be on March 12th and 13th. So if you'd like a list of the where I'm going to be, what classes I'm going to be doing, again, please go ahead and email me, and I'm happy to go ahead and email you those dates. So, okay. So I hope, Lee, that helped you. I hope I'm saying your name right. If it's Lay, I'm sorry that I didn't. It's Lay or Lee. It's great. And again, we have about 3 or 4 minutes left in the show. So if you'd like to give me a call, we have to stop around at 5 minutes of the hour. So it's only quarter of, so we're good. Oh, yes, we have about 5 minutes left of the show. So give me a call, 415-762-1161, or email me the question. Thank you for your question, Leah. Appreciate that. Okay. And David, I hope that helped you. Why are you in Phoenix? We know why you originally went to Phoenix, and why are you staying in Phoenix is what brings you joy. If it doesn't bring you joy to be in Phoenix, then you need to leave. That's one of the things that will be very important to know. Okay. Oh, you'll excuse me. I'm telling you, I've got this cold, and it doesn't feel good. So. Oh. All right, my friends. I'm going to leave off early since you're not calling, and I'm going to say I love you very much. It's a very important day for your energies to be in sync with each other. And I just want you to know how important you are. I want you to know how not only important you are, but also how important the grid work that you're doing is. Very important. You know, these are very special days ahead. Very special days. I mean, for example, it's not only, you know, I want to also say happy Chinese New Year's today. I think it was yesterday. Happy Chinese New Year to all my Asian friends. I hope this is a brand new year of wonderfulness. This is also starting February 12th was Shiva's great night. It's the marriage of Shiva and Parvati. And in a larger sense, it actually celebrates the divine union of energies of the primordial creation, the preservation and destruction. And annually, it's unleashed at this time. So this is really a time to still the mind and keep its focus on the divine, to merge oneself with the divine in a union or marriage of the spirit with matter. Very important. Very important. And again, this is the Chinese New Year. It's the year of the metal tiger. And this year brings a new year of change, intensity, new inventions and options are upon us all. And we all have an open door to opportunity. And I'm very excited about this, again, this new vitamin supplement that is created specifically from our individual DNA. That's very important. So, again, happy Valentine's Day. We want you to know that bridging heaven and earth is an important thing to consider, that we can create the heaven on earth that we truly want based on how we feel. Remember, feelings are what we need to look at. feelings is what we need to look at. So, I will look forward to talking with all of you at some time in your life. Mark, thank you for your email, and I will send off what you need. And if you'd like to friend me on Facebook, please, again, it's Dahna Fox. By the way, it's D-A-H-N-A Fox, if you're looking for me on Facebook. D-A-H-N-A is the way to find me on Facebook. Or Akashic Wisdom, too, I think. But D-A-H-N-A is the way to find D-A-H-N-A Fox, F-O-X, 1-X, is the way to find me on Facebook. And the other piece is... if you would like to be on my personal email list for upcoming show information, upcoming events that I'm doing with Akashic Records, feel free to email me again at info@akashicwisdom.com. And for those people who are interested, we're doing another Starseed Intention conference call the 23rd of February, which again is... that is coming up. It's again, that's Tuesday night, and it will be at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And so, in fact, we may do two of them, one for the East Coast, one for the West Coast. So I'll have more information on that next week on our show. So, but put that, if you'd like to be alerted to the Starseed Intention conference calls, they're free. Again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. All right, my friends, we have come to the end of our time. I want to thank you for your wonderful support. Remember, Akashic Wisdom takes donations via Gmail. All you have to do is to akashicwisdom@gmail.com for PayPal donations. Anything is received that is love donations is truly appreciate it. So again, this is Dahna Fox saying I love you all. Have a miracle-filled week. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, I close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on February 14th, 2010. By saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Good night, everybody.